You're listening to the Gospel Project for Adults Weekly Leader Training, helping you guide your group through its study of the storyline of Scripture. Hey there, thanks for joining us for the Weekly Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. I'm Aaron Armstrong, Brand Manager for the Gospel Project, and with me is Daniel Davis, Content Editor for the Gospel Project for Adults. Today, Daniel, we are starting a new unit. We are kicking off Unit 20 with Session 1, Jesus is Baptized. So, aside from the fact that Jesus is being baptized in this session, what is it all about?
It's carrying on where we started in last unit, and carrying on with John the Baptist, who was sent to be the forerunner of the Christ. So John the Baptist is doing the work of the forerunner and preparing the hearts of people to hear and receive the Messiah when he comes. He does so by proclaiming and baptizing for the sake of repentance.
Mm-hmm.
And that ministry ultimately in this session culminates in his baptism of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the most important takeaway from this session for group leaders?
From our vantage point, I think it should clearly be the importance of repentance in the life of the believer. John's ministry was preparing people, calling people to repent and to bear fruit that goes along with repentance. But we know that ultimately these things correspond to the faith that we have in Jesus. So from one end, John is pointing forward to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a repentance of the heart in preparation for Christ coming. We, however, on the back end, and we see this from a slightly different perspective in that repentance and faith go together in our response to who Christ is and what he's done for us. So apart from Jesus, while John is calling for fruits corresponding to repentance, apart from Jesus, we have no hope of having such fruit. Apart from his sacrifice, his resurrection, the Holy Spirit that he's given to us, we can't live that kind of fruit of righteousness.
Yeah.
Fruit of repentance, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what is one challenge or issue that may come up during the group time on this?
Going back to that distinction, John the Baptist before Christ and us after Christ, I think it's a subtle point, but it's an important point to notice that John's baptism is a different one than what we have in the church. John's baptizing with an intent to have people identify with a lifestyle of repentance beforehand in preparation for Christ, paving that way. We, however, are baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit with the explicit symbolism of death to life, reflecting what Christ has done for us in his sacrifice and his resurrection. So it's subtle. That kind of thing comes up in the book of Acts, where some believers knew only the baptism of John. It's not until after they receive Christian baptism through Paul that they receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of ins and outs with that story, but we're not getting into them here.
No, we'll get to that, sometime next year.
Right. But again, it's subtle for the it's a subtle point, but it matters for the storyline that there is a distinction between John's baptism and Christian baptism. So just we ought to be mindful of that as we're teaching through this session.
Yeah, and what that also means is that in practice, we don't have two types of baptism as Christians now either.
Nope.
And so we don't need to first baptize people to live in repentance. Mm. Instead, they are baptized into new life, symbolizing the transformation that comes through the gospel, which is the dead coming to life.
Right. So Christ identifies with us in his baptism in our need for repentance.
Yeah.
He identifies with us in our humanity. Our baptism is identifying with him in his perfection in his salvation that he's purchased for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And that point that you made, that's a really helpful one too, is this is really something else that could come up as a challenge or an issue in your group is the question of why did Jesus need to be baptized?
Yes.
If Jesus was perfectly sinless, why would he need a baptism of repentance? And even John the Baptist asked this question too.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
But that point that you hit
which was that Jesus was identifying with his people, when was identifying really with all of humanity. He was representative of the human race in that moment. And that's this concept that we'll dig into it at another time, this whole and this contrast that Scripture makes of the first Adam, the first human being, and Jesus as the second or the last Adam. There's a relational tie-in there.
Mm-hmm.
To that as well, is where the first man led us all into sin and death, Jesus leads people into new life. And so he is that representative for us. Yes. So what is one encouragement that we would have for leaders?
My hope is that teachers would be encouraged by the part of point three, where God the Father proclaims over his Son, "This is my Son in whom I'm well pleased." And to know that that same God is our Heavenly Father. When we trust in Christ, by faith in Him, we are adopted as sons and daughters of God. And that same proclamation of Christ is now spoken over us because we are in Christ by faith. So Christ has identified with us, and we have identified with Him in baptism. And just to be encouraged that God loves his children. And while we are sinners and ultimately we continue to stumble and fall, our Father loves us. Our Father picks us up, dusts us off, welcomes us home,
mm-hmm.
and helps us to take the next step of faith. And so that even now he is saying, "Well done," because we're walking in Christ. And one day he's going to bring that to fruition, and we will be holy before him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I hope that's an encouraging thought for teachers to be able to take away today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's a great place for us to wrap up this as well. So, Daniel, thanks for chatting about this. Leaders, we hope you found this helpful as you prepare to lead through this session. And thank you for listening to this week's Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Adults. For more resources to help you guide your group through this session, please do visit gospelproject.com/additional-resources.